broad clear brow in sunlight glowed. Unburnished hooves his war horse strode. From underneath his helmet flowed his coal black curls as on he rode, as he rode down to Camelot. And from the bank and from the river he flashed into the crystal mirror. Tira lira by the river sang Sir Lancelot. She left the web, she left the loom, she made three paces through the room. She saw the water lily bloom, she saw the helmet up. The web and floated wide. The mirror cracked from side to side. The curses come upon me, cried the Lady of Shalott. Stormy east wind straining, the pale yellow woods were waning, the broad stream in his banks complaining, heavily the low sky raining over towered Camelot. Down she came and found a boat beneath the willow left afloat, and round about the prow she down the river's dim expanse, like some bold Serena trance, seeing all his own mischance. With a glassy countenance, she looked to Camelot. And at the closing of the day, she loosed the chain and down she lay. Broad stream bore her far away, the Lady of Shalott. As she reached upon the tide, the first house by the water side, singing in her song she died, the Lady of Shalott. And under tower and balcony, by garden wall and gallery, a gleaming shape she floated by, dead pale between the houses nigh, silent into Camelot. And out upon the wharfs they came, knight and burgher, lord and dame, and round the prow they read her name, the Lady of Shalott.
mused a little space. He said she has a lovely face. God in his mouth.